Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course, this is the Mighty Black Hand Podcast, coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody had a good day today. It was hump day, so hope there was no camels out, especially in Missouri, because it was colder than a polar bear's ass today, and probably be that way for the rest of the week. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know I came on here a little while ago and said I was going to be talking about music. I love music, you love music, we all love music. But that will not be the subject of this podcast tonight. And before I begin, if you are interested in making your own podcast, please come to anchor.com for all your podcast needs. That is anchor.com. Okay, tonight I'm going to talk about the one thing that's been on the hearts and minds of all people. It's a very, very tragic story, and it's very, very ridiculous, to say the least. And that is Gorilla Glue Hair Girl. Her name is actually Teresa Brown. She's from Louisiana. And if you haven't heard the whole story, please let me allow to you to record. Mrs. Brown decided to... she didn't have anything to put on her hair because she's got to be glue spray, which is something that styles your hair and it keeps it from, you know, blowing and everything else. You know, it's a big, big thing with Jerry Jones or something like that. Well, she didn't have that. She ran out of it. So what does Mrs. Brown do? Oh, hey, there's this big old brown can of Gorilla Glue. And she used it in a substitute to the got-to-be glue hairspray. Well, I have used Gorilla Glue on many things in my house. And by all means, it is exactly what the fuck it means. Gorilla Glue. The jaws of life cannot break that stuff. I've used it on my car. I've used it on wood stuff. Everything. And it gives... you know, that other glue a run for its money. But she used it in her hair, ladies and gentlemen. Her fucking hair. Now, I understand that, you know, you want to look stylish and clean, your hair looks all together and stuff like that, and you want to go outside and have somebody like, oh my god, there your hair look nice and stuff like that. Well, her hair is now plastered to her head. You can probably shoot her in her forehead and the bullet will bounce off because of the Gorilla Glue that she has in her hair. She tried to wash it 15 times, as she says. Didn't work. Her friend put everything but acid on it to break it, and it hasn't worked. And now, because this happened to her and she did it to herself, she is trying to sue Gorilla Glue for it happening. Now, this is where I get funny. You mean to tell me that you, a grown-ass woman, who wanted to lay her hair down and thin it out, keep it clean, looking nice and everything, instead of using the stuff that you regularly do or go to the store to buy some more stuff that you usually use, you use Gorilla Glue, and now you cannot get rid of your fucking hairstyle. And now you want to sue them. Now, if I'm correct, you cannot sue a company for something that you did to yourself. No one put a gun in your head and said, hey girl, you need to put this Gorilla Glue in your hair and make your hair look good for the rest of your life, okay? Because basically, Gorilla Glue is kind of like a cement. You put water to it and you'll never move it again, okay? I know you've seen the commercials with the guys trying to fix their fences and this gigantic, you know, gorilla comes up and gives him this glue and he glues it back and, you know, the gorilla takes off like a bat out of hell. Yeah, I've seen all those commercials too. But to go to the extremes, and this is exactly what the fuck this is, to put this in your hair, knowing damn well that this stuff is stronger than your average glue, and then you want to sue the company that the stuff that you used in your own hair. Does that make any sense to anybody? Or is it just me? Because God knows, I would never put any damn stuff like that in my hair. I put some Gorilla Glue, I accidentally put some Gorilla Glue on one of my pants one time. And of course it was raining that day, so you know Gorilla Glue works with water badly. And I had to literally burn the shit off to get it off my damn pants. So what the hell you think it's gonna do to your hair? Now, I understand that, you know, back in the day, back in my dad's day, I'll put it that way, they used to call this stuff called conking, which is basically lye and potatoes. And you put it in your hair, it just looks just like, you know, you got a dark and lovely or gentle treatment, something like that. It lays your hair out, and you can comb it and, you know, style it. You know, men used to use it on their afros to get themselves some waves and everything else. And that stuff would burn your damn hair out, too, if you leave it in too damn long. But this is a new generation, ladies and gentlemen, and this lovely lady decided to use a industrial strength glue to glue her hair down. But she wants to sue the company, the glue that she used on herself. That'll be like me suing a baseball, the owners of the baseball that hit me in my face. That'll be like me suing the MMA fighter who is wearing some kind of shoe or some kind of glove and it hit me in my face. I'm going to sue the glove company for him whooping my ass. That would be like NASCAR suing, well, let me see. How can I put this? That would be like NASCAR suing the engine company that put the engine in their car. It is really, really stupid to begin with. Secondly, like I said, nobody came up to you, put a gun to your damn head and said, hey, put this Gorilla Glue in your hair. It will hold. Trust me. No. But she made a YouTube video of it. And she's on there saying, I put my hair 15, oh my God, 15 times, and it would not move. Yes, you're damn right. You're lucky he didn't put it right in directly in some water. Because like I said, Gorilla Glue works with water. And the stronger the water, the tighter it holds. So she's lucky that the shit didn't like foam up on her. And tell you the truth, I think that's probably what happened. She probably washed it so many damn times, the glue just, you know, cemented. And now she has a permanent, you know, slide on her head. But you know what though, ladies and gentlemen, men and women of all ages have done things to make their appearance look, you know, better than the last time they looked. Some have permed their hair, some have cut their hair, some have trimmed their beards, some cut their beards off. Mustaches, legs, aren't everything. So just somebody can catch a noise like, whoa, oh my God, you look so good, girl. Oh my God, you know, oh my goodness. So Mrs. Brown decided to glue her hair. And she's complaining that it doesn't move. Duh. She, you know, and I mean, why would you do something? And I mean, do not get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. It's a really bad idea. I'm really sorry that it happened to her. But on the other hand, I'm like, what in the fuck were you smoking? What were you drinking? I mean, yeah, the go got to be glue spray. No, yeah. I mean, it can't be no stronger than the fucking Gorilla Glue. Because she could have went to the store, went to CVS, went to Osco, but wherever the hell the store you can get it from, and do that shit and get it over with. But this chick decided she wants to use the most strongest damn glue ever fucking made in her hair. Why? That'd be like somebody, and pardon my pun, that'd be like somebody waxing their balls. Yeah, they put the little wax down there and they, you know, spread it around, stuff like that, and they rip it off. You talk about pain. Never heard it before, never done it before, not going to do it. And you couldn't pay me. But that's the equivalent of what she did. And then she's getting on YouTube saying, oh my God, it doesn't move, stuff like that. What the hell did you expect? It's Gorilla Glue. Okay, they don't call it, it's not called Snow White Glue, it's not called, you know, Peppermint Patty Glue, it's Gorilla Glue. And gorillas are the most strongest damn animal on the planet, besides a buffalo or a rhino. So of course the damn glue is going to be strong as shit. And you, by putting in your damn hair like a damn fool, you done. Now she's talking about going to like specialists in Las Vegas, and they're giving, I mean, even Beyonce, Queen B, was giving out, you know, advice how to unloosen her hair off her scalp. That's how bad this shit has gotten, okay? And people have gave their little comments saying that she's a dumb, you know, B word for doing that. Okay, dumb bitch, okay? Some people are saying that's what your ass deserved because you shouldn't have put it in your hair in the first place. I kind of agree with that. And all kinds of stuff going on. Well, from my point of view, I've had every hairstyle you can think of. I've had afros, I've had jerry curls, S curls, Y and Z curls, cornrows, everything. Bald head, short fade, long fade, high top fade, whatever. And I have never, ever, ever decided to whirl glue my hair to keep it that way for the rest of my life. And I mean, I've seen guys, I've seen people with mohawks that use like a bunch of boosts and they make their hair kind of goes up in a little spiky thing. Yeah, that's just how people are. Something different. I've seen the shaggy daggy look. You know, those, like all those guys from the, all those people from the 1990s that had their, you know, their, you know, Brandon Walsh hair or, you know, friend hair and everything else. Okay. And I've seen big hair, small hair, large hair, and horse hair. Especially in the hood. I mean, there's a horse right now freezing his balls off because somebody's wearing his hair on their head. But to glue your hair to your fucking head and not think anything about it, that's just got to be the most dumbest shit I've ever heard of. And I've been hearing about it all damn day, so I was like, no, I'm not going to talk about music. Hell no. I'm going to talk about this little dumbass woman that decided to put Gorilla Glue instead of Got To Be Glue in her damn hair. Now, in this day and age, especially the last year or so, a lot of African-American women have, you know, what they call being woke. They have decided to grow their hair out. They show their African-Americanness. And some got bigger hair than others. And some have discriminated against them because of their hair, their hairstyles. Whether it be afro or cornrows or, you know, dreadlocks, whatever. Well, you can't be having that in here, okay? How in the hell is that going to affect my work? I'm still working. But my hair ain't got nothing to do with it. Same thing with men. I mean, now me on the hair, I've done security off and on for 21 years. And some places, some companies I work for, didn't want me to have any hair on my face. But see, with me, my hair grows like grass. I shaved yesterday. It's already growing back, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm not going to take Gorilla Glue, or any glue for that matter, and put it on my person to keep my hair the way it is. Because that's just fucking stupid. And she can't cut it because it's close to her scalp. So short of chopping her own damn head off and having lightning come out of it, she is screwed, unless she goes to a specialist or something, which who in the hell would go to a specialist over your hair being glued down? Besides a plastic surgeon or something, I don't know. But either way, she's trying to sue Gorilla Glue for her fuck up. Which I reply, good luck with that. Oh man, anything to get noticed. I've seen people go as far as, you know, especially guys, they work out all the time. They, you know, they got their arms looking good. They got their little washboard abs and got tattoos every damn where. And they walk out with only a shirt wide open so everybody can see it. Okay. Okay, well, why? I don't want to see your damn abs, dude. I really don't care if you have abs. I got fat myself, so I don't give a shit. But that'll be like a man like that. That'd be like him putting Gorilla Glue all over his body to keep his form and his shape. Now, does that make any sense to you? No. So this bullshit here is the most dumbest stuff I've ever heard. Yeah, I like styling myself. I like to wear the same color clothes so I won't look like I'm Mitch Mackin. I like to, you know, keep my hair a certain way, so I'm gonna look like I'm a homeless person, or worse, or a crackhead, or less head, or whatever kind of head. I keep my beard and my mustache, you know, looking proper, stuff like that. And I don't have, like I said, I don't have no self-esteem. So if I look good, okay. If I don't look good, okay. You know, but even I know not to put fucking glue in my damn hair. That's the most dumbest. Think before you dumb stuff. Oh my God. So she was on TikTok talking about this. And like I said, she washed her hair 15 damn times. So what she probably did is add insult to her fucking misery. Because like I said, Gorilla Glue is, you know, it's a substance that works with water. It's kind of a cure type of thing. And once the water hits it, it expands and it gets stronger. So I went out my way to get some Gorilla Glue. Got some in my hand. It's a little smaller than the one she used, but either way, it's still apparent. Okay. Now I'm going to read what it says on the front of this damn bottle. Warning: eye and skin irritation. That's with any glue. Store away from children and animals. Please read cautions on the back. Okay, no problem. Now I can read, and I know all you people can read, so I know she can read too. So for her to do this makes it even more dumb, but either way, I'll read this here. Let's see here. Warning: skin and eye irritation may produce allergic reaction to skin. Do not swallow. Do not get in eyes. Do not, I can't see that word. Do not apply to skin or clothes. Do not breathe fumes. Keep out of reach of children. Wear safety glasses and chemicals, as you know, exteriors. Do not microwave or heat, like we're really going to do that. Do not leave in a hot vehicle, because it'll explode and you'll have Gorilla Glue all over your car. May cause sensitive in inhaling and skin contact. Individuals with chronic arthritis conditions should contact their physician and yada yada yada. But the point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, this bottle has a caution on it, okay? I just read it to all of you. So you know damn well they got it on that damn can that she sprayed in her hair. So I feel, like I said, her situation is fucked up. It really is. But I don't feel sorry for her. Because even a dumb person with afros, every damn word, got afro puffs and whatever, know damn well not to put some kind of industrial strength glue in your damn hair to keep it hold. That's why they call it, like hairstyle stuff. Gorilla Glue does not have hairstyle thing on any of it. I ain't seen nothing on here yet. I'm looking at it right now and still don't see nothing. So you know damn well she did see that on there before she put that in her damn hair. Now, I could go as far as say that she did it for publicity. I could go as far as say that she just did it because she wants to be popular for something. Now, people do a lot of stuff to get on YouTube to get notice. They say a lot of stupid shit to get notice. And once they get the notice, they want to make a career out of it. Well, that works for some people, but some are just stupid, okay? And if this is the case with this young lady, then you really need to go back to working at Walmart or wherever the hell you're working at before you did this dumb shit. I don't know you. You don't know me. But I know for sure. I got three damn sisters. All of them have very long and very luxurious hair. And not a damn, you cannot pay them or anything else for that matter, or anybody, to put a glue like Gorilla Glue in your fucking hair. Unless you are doing it to get noticed. Sorry. There's no smart person is going to do that. No person with a brain in their head is going to do that. No person, idiot person, is going to do that. And that would be like me putting super glue on my fingers and putting them together. Yeah, unless I got some damn fingernail polish remover, I'm fucked. Okay, I'm gonna be looking like I'm praying every damn day because my hands are together. And to tell you the truth, I've seen somewhat like that on YouTube. Like I said, just to get noticed. It's not because, oh, I want to be on, I don't know why I did this for. But you glue your damn hands together because, hey, there's nothing else better to do. How about cutting the grass? How about cleaning up your room? How about, teaching yourself something? Whatever. But when you go to the lengths of what this girl did to her hair, it doesn't make any damn sense. It really doesn't. And only a dumb person would do something like that. So this Gorilla Glue is no joke. According to Gorilla Glue website, the glue, which is 100% waterproof and usually used for fixing bathroom tiles, wood, flooring, and decking, can be removed with isotone and isopropyl acid. Now, I don't know about you, but the whole isopropyl alcohol or isotoner stuff and everything, that sounds kind of expensive. And to do it to your hair, you're going to have it fall out. Sorry. And you are going to be Sinead O'Connor for a while. So, and do not get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. If the girl wanted to do that to her hair, it's her hair. She can do what she wants. And she did exactly that. But do not try to sue the people of the product that you used on your own in your own hair. That'll be like me suing Quick Trip for getting crushed ice and cubed ice came out instead. Hey, I wanted crushed ice. This is cube. I'm suing you. For what? It's water. Ice cubed water. That's all it is. That'll be like me. That'd be like me putting diesel fuel in my unleaded car and then driving on it. It destroys my car. I'm going to sue the person that put the gas in the damn gas canister that I put in my car. Because, that's the right thing to do. Wrong? It's not. Because I'm the one that did it. So I'm the dumbass that doesn't need to sue anybody. But people do stuff, and some people do stuff seriously on accident. It happens every day. Somebody's having an accident right now, okay? And they feel bad about it. And then there's some, like this girl here, who, instead of taking your monkey ass down to the store to get this got-to-be glue for your hair that's made for that type of stuff, you decide to use the most strongest damn glue on earth. Why the hell would you do that? I mean, even a blind person can see that that's really, really strange. I mean, if your hair was that damn important and you wanted to get a style, hell, take your ass to a beauty salon. They could have styled up any damn way you wanted to. Sprayed it up and washed your hair and clipped it shiny and everything else. Just like you want it. And I don't know why she did it. And then to add insult to an already injured head, She has a damn braid that's probably a weave coming from her hair from the back. So the hair on her head is glued to her scalp, but the hair that's hanging off her shoulder, it's still there. And I was like, hey, how you doing? I'm not real, so I ain't gotta worry about this shit. That's somebody's horse. That's some kind of horse's hair. The horse is like, I want my hair back. She decided to do that, and I'm just like, really? And I'm reading this stuff and I'm watching all these old TV shows on World News Tonight when they talk about it. I'm just like, you have got to be fucking kidding me. Wow. I mean, I know that this generation is kind of flippy. They have never had to wait for something to be done. Now, when I was coming up, my mom would send me and my brother to the barbershop every 2 weeks to get our hair cut, because she likes our hair cut and liked it neat. The guy that did it, he did a very damn good job. He did it for 9 years when I was in school up until I graduated. When I moved in with my stepmother and my father in 1987, my dad would not let me cut my hair. I had an Afro Jerry curl thing going. you would think that I look like one of the Jacksons. Okay. So, the summer of 87, I came back to Kansas City for a family reunion on my mom's side. I got off the airplane, and my mother did not recognize me. She walked right past me. I'm like, Mom. And my hair was so damn big, she was like, oh my God, my baby. Oh my Lord, my baby. So my mom took me straight to the barbershop, the one I've been going to since I was 9 years old. I walked in the door. The guy was there. His name is Mr. Leonard. He looked at me. He put his glasses on, looked at me, said, Robert, is that you? I was like, yes, Mr. Leonard. And I had some big ass hair. I mean, my hair was huge, ladies and gentlemen. This is the 80s. This ain't the 70s. This is the 80s. And he looked at me and said, what in the hell happened to your damn hair? I said, well, it's my dad's fault. I said, well, your dad need to have his ass kicked. So he had like about 10 guys waiting to get their hair cut. All these old cats sitting there, sitting around, whatever. He says, I'm about to cut this boy's hair. It's going to take me a while. I've been cutting this boy's hair since he was 9 years old. Does anybody got a problem with that? Oh, no, man. Go ahead, Lee. It took him exactly 2 hours to cut my hair. My hair and my scalp had not seen the light of day for 2 years. So when he cut it, my entire scalp was like Chico DeBarge. And I felt lighter. I was way lighter. And after he finished, he looked at me and said, if you ever walk into my barbershop with your hair like this, me and you are going to fight. I said, well, Mr. Leonard, it ain't my fault. He said, again, never come to my barbershop like that again. And I never did. So you see, sometimes it's not your fault how you look, how your hair looks, how you act, stuff like that. But this girl, Mrs. Wide-Eyed and Fake Eyelash and Mrs. Brown here, or as they call her, Gorilla Glue Girl. She hates that, by the way. She decided to take something that you use on wood and tile, something that you use in the house to keep something where it is. And you used it in your damn hair. I don't feel sorry for you. I really don't. Because that had to be the most dumbest move I've ever heard. And I've seen a lot of people do a lot of dumb moves this last year. The Capitol rioting. That's about it. But yeah, but that was just. I mean, there's the done. Come on, you have got to use your brain, and you know that this stuff is made for stuff that is not your hair. Okay, wooden tile. That's the reason they call it that. So now she's talking about going to specialist, and like I said, movie stars and stars alike are giving her advice how to get the stuff out of her hair, and Gorilla Glue, the company, is, you know, saying that they have no reason to get sued because they didn't do it. She did, and they're rightfully so. And it's just one of these things that you just look at a person and be like, what the hell is wrong with you? I mean, was you drunk? I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. I don't even know why the hell she even attempted to do that to her hair, or actually succeeded doing that to her hair. So, you know, they, and then the Gorilla Glue Company sent a memo out to Mrs. Brown, and it says, and I quote, hi there. We are sorry to learn about your experience. We do not recommend using our product in a hair as it is considered permanent. The message read, you can try soaking the affected area in warm, soapy water or applying rubbing alcohol onto the area. So, I'm sitting here reading this stuff and I'm like,
you shouldn't have put it in your damn hair in the first place. It's Gorilla Glue, okay? Gorilla. Not giraffe, not cheetah. Hell, not even monkey. Ape, nothing. Gorilla. Tough guy, I'm Gorilla. They made King Kong for a reason, because he's a tough son of a bitch. And so was a glue. So you shouldn't have put it in your hair. I'm sorry.
But on Saturday, Mrs. Brown, known on Instagram as I'm the lady, or lady, I'm a dollar lady, oh, Lord, took the folder sharing app, updated her followers. Now, I have, I got this thing. I'm on Facebook. Don't get me wrong. I'm on Facebook. I've been on there quite some time. Okay. I don't have Instagram. I don't have, you know, all the other Twitters and stuff like that. I just do Facebook. I do my little videos every once in a while, you know, just to talk this stuff out, you know, whatever. But I don't have like a following, to say the least. And if I ever do, then okay. If I don't, okay. That's totally fine. Not everybody's going to like me. But if you do something like this to yourself and you get on Instagram to tell everybody that you did this to yourself, you can expect some backlash from some of the damn people that seen it. She's already gotten 21 million damn views of her Instagram on about her hair. Now, anybody else that would, any other smart person who really don't want nobody to know what happened to themselves would not get on Instagram and tell the entire world that, hey, I just super glued my hair to my fucking scalp. Please feel sorry for me. And maybe that was not her intention. I don't know. But the fact remains is this. You should have really took your ass to the fashion store, the beauty salon, any place to get the stuff that you usually use in your hair. But you decide to use Gorilla Glue instead. And then after you used it and you washed your hair and everything else, which is waterproof, by the way, you get on Instagram and tell the entire world what you did to yourself. And you want to turn around and sue Gorilla Glue for something that you did to your damn self. Does that make any fucking sense to anybody? Not to me. Because you can't sue somebody for your own stupidity. And that's exactly what the fuck this is. Stupidity at its finest. And I mean, what the hell are you gonna sue them for? For your dumbnessness? I mean, Gorilla Glue didn't. I mean, did you super glue your brain into your head? Can't sue them for that either. So, I don't get it. I really don't. I never do. But I mean, but you all know that was a dumb move. Okay, we ain't pussyfooting around here. Okay. It was dumb for her to do that to herself. What the hell did she expect? Yeah, some people are like, oh, girl, I am so sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry you did that and whatever thing like that. But me, on the other hand, I'm like, what the fuck were you thinking? What the hell were you thinking? Seriously. Because ain't nobody in your right or left or middle mind is going to do that to themselves. And then you get on Instagram. Instead of taking your ass to the hospital without nobody knowing, to get your ass to the beauty salon without nobody knowing, or to the hospital without nobody knowing, you get on the most busiest website in the world to tell the world that you super glued Gorilla Glued your hair to your scalp. You can go into a wind tunnel and it wouldn't do a damn thing to you. It would blow right off. You can probably jump in the damn lake and your hair would not move. You can probably take a bullet to the forehead and it'll bounce off. Super fucking man for that ass. And the only person that you can blame for this stupidity is yourself. You had fake eyelashes. Not to say that I'm making fun of her or anything, but come on. Really? You can't be that damn stupid. You can't. No. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you want to look good. You want to go out and, you know, have your hair laid and everything like that. Yeah, I've seen many women do that.
get their little hair done, get their nails done, and everything else, and head out to the club, and, you know, pick up one of these bars or whatever the hell you want to call it. But there's that. And then there's super gorilla gluing your hair down. It's to your scalp, okay? They are going to have to get the jaws of fucking life to get your hair off your scalp. I'm just going to call a spade, okay? It's going to take a hell of a lot of damn shit to get your hair to even move, more or less, unglued to your scalp. And Gorilla Glue, being the strongest shit I've ever messed around with, that's going to be a pretty intense cleaning. You will be looking like Tony Braxton back in the early 90s. Short hair, you know, fine as hell. I mean, just a short hair. And, you cannot blame nobody. You can blame Gorilla Glue if you want to. You can blame the person that sold it to you. You can blame the store you bought it from. You can blame the person that put it in the fucking can. And it still comes back to the fact that you should have never put it in your damn hair to begin with. Okay? That's it. No ifs, ands, buts about it. It's stupid. It was dumb. It was acidine. And to do it was even crazier than that. So, I know that, like I said, black women are you know, realizing their beauty, okay? For years and centuries, you know, other races have said that black women are the most ugliest women on earth. They look like monkeys and like chimpanzees, and they said the same thing about black men. Their hair is nappy, they look stupid, they look ugly. Hell no, okay? But they're noticing now that their beauty is in their looks. They're not ugly. They're not, you know, deformed and all that bullshit. And I'm happy for that to be happening. I'm all for it. Because it's about times that women and African-American women especially get some damn due. You can't tell them what to do with their own damn bodies. If the woman want to walk out with her hair flowing in the wind with a big-ass afro on top of her head, it's not your hair. So who gives a shit what the hell you think? And that's great. I'm happy for you. But for every strong black woman that doesn't care about what people think about their looks and their hair and everything else, there's chicks like this one who glues her hair to her fucking head so she can look however hell she was trying to look for. And then she wants to get mad. I'm with you. Who the fuck are you suing? Yourself? Go look in the mirror. Hey, I'm gonna sue you. Why? Because you put this stupid ass shit in my hair. And then, I mean, no, you cannot do that. You can't sue, you can't sue the bullet for jumping out of the gun. You don't want to shot it. You can't stop a baseball from hitting you in the head. You can't sue that either, because you're the one that swung at it. And the list is a long, mile long. So she can try and fail to sue Gorilla Glue for her mishap. So you can try and fail to get her point across. But anybody that does that to themselves and then broadcast it on Instagram is looking for some fucking attention. Yeah, like I said, what happened to her is terrible. If it happened to anybody else, I'll be like, damn, I am really sorry that happened to you. But I'm not going to go on Instagram or Twitter and Facebook and all the other places to show off the fuck up that I did to myself. No, I'm not going to do that. Because that brings more fire to your flame that you already started yourself. Why do that? Do you know people won't be like, why the hell did you put it in your hair in the first place? Why the hell did you put it in your hair in the first place? Why in the hell did you put that shit in your hair in the first place? And then you get mad. Y'all need to mess with me. Y'all mess with me. You the one got on fucking Instagram and showing us this shit. What the hell you think we're going to do? Oh, girl, I am so sorry. Oh, Lord. No. I'm going to wonder what the hell were you thinking? Did you have your eyes closed? Did was the lights off or something? Did you not pay your bill or something like that? Come on. Give me something. Okay? Because just showing me that you used this stuff and you said that you used it, that right there is enough for me. You used it on yourself. So, hey, more power to you. Hope you get the shit off your head, but I doubt it. It's Gorilla Glue.
But either way, ladies and gentlemen, I've been reading about this all day long, and I did not want to bore you with another one of my, hey, let's listen to music time. Hey, this is Robert MC. Yeah, no. Okay, I was going to talk about this shit. I should have mentioned it before, but I didn't think about it. But now that I have, how in the hell did you feel about this whole Gorilla Glue Girl incident? Do you think it was stupid? Which I think it definitely is. Do you think that she did it just for some publicity? I think she did. Because nobody does something to themselves like that and then goes on Instagram to tell everyone. That type of embarrassment you keep to yourself. And trust me, I know about embarrassment. Or maybe, maybe she just, maybe she just wanted to get on Twitter or Instagram and do this to herself so she can get some kind of a GoFundMe thing going. I don't know. Nobody knows except for her. The only thing I know is that she was too lazy to take her ass to a damn beauty salon to get this got to be stuff that she usually use on her hair. She didn't want to look out the rug like I just woke up. Straighten your shit out and go to the beauty salon. There you go. You know, put a hood over your head or something. I don't know. But anything's better than what the hell she did. And it's really, really crazy that she put it on Instagram. Hell, she put it on Instagram when she went to the damn hospital. I'm looking right at it. Come on. No one does this to themselves and put it out there for everybody to see. Unless they're trying to be a jokester. They just want to be seen. Or what? I don't know. But this generation here that we got coming up, they're all about instant fame. They want to be known throughout the entire world as a person that did this to themselves or something to somebody else or whatever. Like the girl that was on Dr. Phil, the Cash Me Out girl, Cash Me Outside and stuff. Okay, first of all, it's Catch Me Outside. I went to school. Apparently, you missed a class. Secondly, you are not cute. Because if you were my kid, and if I was you when I was that old, oh, my mom would have knocked every damn tooth out of my head talking to me like that. But see, kids now, they're kind of protective. Parents are more like, well, no, we're not going to treat Timmy or John like that because this it's just wrong and, you know, everything else. Oh, hell no. My family? Oh, let me do something remotely wrong. It could be skipping school. It could be, you know, telling my mom to go to hell, which I would never do, especially now because she's no longer here. Love you, mommy. And everything else. They want instant everything. They got instant potatoes. They got instant ramen noodles. They got instant computers, technology. Everything is at their fucking fingertips. So you want to look good before you walk out the door. So you want to look instantly good when you walk out the door. And that's exactly what the fuck this girl did to herself. So she couldn't get the go-to stuff, so she's like, oh, wait, hey, this is Gorilla Glue over here. Let me use that. Seriously? Did you read the damn can before you use it on your damn self? I mean, really? Come on. You know, it's Gorilla Glue. I'd use that shit in my truck. I got a GPS that I put in my truck. And I put Gorilla Glue on the dashboard in hot-ass weather. And I put just a little bit of water on it. And goddamn, it was a blob. I couldn't move it. I had to probably move my whole damn dashboard to get the damn thing out. That's how strong this shit is. And you mean to tell me you took the move and used that stuff on your hair and not thought it was not going to do anything? Seriously? Wow. I mean, I don't get it. I really don't. And then instead of keeping this to yourself and telling only family members or, you know, anybody that's in your inner circle about it. Oh, no. Let's get on Instagram and tell everybody what the hell I just did to myself. Look at me. Hey, me over here. I'm the one that put this glue in my hair and fucked up my scalp for the rest of my life. Hey, I'm over here. Seriously? I don't know. It's really, really weird to me. that she did that to herself. I mean, I remember a time when I did something that I regretted. Summer of 85, I fell asleep in my dad's truck eating a piece of gum. One little small piece of gum. And before you knew it, it was all over me. Head to fucking toe. Because I fell asleep and it fell out my mouth. Got in my hair. Hair went to my face. Face went to my back, my front, my arms, my teeth, everything. When I woke up the next morning, you swear to God, I was in an invasion of the body snatchers. And my dad said, that's what your stupid ass get for eating gum while you're asleep. So he went all industrial strength on me and took some gas and wiped me off with it until we got to a truck stop so I could take a bath or a shower. And there was no Instagrams. There was no Facebook. There was no Twitter. Hell, there wasn't even internet, period, in those days. So I couldn't get on there and be like, hey guys, look at me. I got gum all over me. Yay. No. No yay. Okay. So now, anything remotely looks that looks like it would get a bunch of damn followers and people follow that shit, they're going to do it on the camera. Yeah, yeah. I've done my little thing on camera too. I did my little Carlton dance once back in 2017. And I did it as a joke. My wife thought it was funny. Pretty much everybody that's seen it has said it's funny. And, you know, it's just one of those things. But I have not gotten on there to, you know, I don't know, cut half my face off or something. Like, hey, look at my face. I'm bleeding. I'm going to die. Yay. Fall, feel sorry for me or whatever. I don't know. But the point I'm getting at here, ladies and gentlemen, is that no one does stuff like that and then broadcast it. That would be like a woman who just had an abortion getting on Instagram and telling the world that she had an abortion. It's something you don't want to broadcast. It's something that you don't want nobody to know about except the people in your own fucking family. Unless you're famous, but even then. And no one does that. And by putting this productive stuff in your damn hair, knowing damn well that you shouldn't be doing it, and it's got cautions all over it, you do it anyway. Thinking that, hey, this will work just fine. It worked too damn good. Her hair does not move. You can't wash it. You can't wax it. You can't do anything to it. It is plastered to your fucking head until they take it off. However the hell they do that. But you don't put it on fucking Instagram so everybody else can know and see how dumb you look doing this stuff to yourself. Unless you just want to be laughed at, made fun of, people talk about you on TV. Hey, this dumb trick decided to put super glue in her hair and she can't comb her hair now. Her brain must not be working. And then you get mad about it. Y'all need to stop talking about me. This is my life and everything. Apparently not, because you got on Instagram and told everybody. Congratulations. It's stupid. But ladies and gentlemen, just know that if something serious happens to you, and if you are okay with it, then you can broadcast it anywhere you want to. When I had my wreck back in 2016, I got on Facebook and told everybody what happened. I wasn't smiling. I wasn't laughing. I was still kind of shooken up and everything, and I did hurt my leg pretty good. But I wanted everybody, I did it just for two reasons. For one, to show everybody that I'm okay. And to two, to let everybody know they don't have to worry about me, because I'm fine. That's it. I didn't do it for, hey, look at me. I just flipped my van on the side and almost died. Hey, look at me. No, fuck all that. I just did it because I know people will be concerned. But if you do what this girl did to herself and you get on one of these internet websites, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, you're going to expect some damn backlash from friends, from family, from people that don't even know you.
They're going to say words like, you're a fucking idiot. How stupid can you be? I mean, did you read the goddamn can? That's what I'm thinking. So, and you cannot get mad about that because you're the one that broadcast that shit. And that's anything. You do something bad, you get on there like, well, you know, I took my dad's car and I ran into a tree and almost died, just everything. Oh, God. They're going to be like, first of all, why are you still living? Because my dad would have killed me. Okay? My mom would have killed me too. But yeah, but you cannot expect to put something like that on any kind of damn program or Instagram or anything else and not get some fucking backlash. Because you did it to yourself. And you can't get no damn sympathy. You might get some sympathy from some people here and there. But other people, most of the majority, are going to be like, you're a fucking idiot. And they'd be correct. So, I guess my word of advice tonight is, don't have Gorilla Glue anywhere near you when it comes to your hairstyles. Do not Instagram it if you do that to yourself. And last and not least, watch what the hell you do to yourself. Because this right here was just stupid. There's no other way around it. I mean, people are praying for her and everything, and that's great. I'm hoping that she gets her hair back to normal soon. But it was dumb to begin with to do it. You got to read some of this shit. Some of this stuff will make your damn hair fall out, give you a damn brain damage. Hell, it's a wonder damn shit ain't give her a damn gave her fumes yet or something like that. You know, I don't know. But you got to read this shit before you use it. You don't want to use it. That's the beginning of it. And do not get fucking mad at people like myself when they say that it was really dumb for you to do that. You can't do that because it is dumb for you to do that. So, I mean, when you're 3 years old and you know, you mess around with crayons and drawing the wall around yourself, oh, that's so cute and everything, because you're growing up. Yeah, this is so cute, you know, God, you look so nice, and you video record and everything else. That's one thing. When you a grown-ass woman who's styling her hair with the most strongest substance known to fucking man, yeah, you're going to get made fun of. Sorry. And it's going to be harsh. It's going to be rough. You are going to get so many what in the hell were you thinkings. It's going to go crazy. So, I guess my moral to the story is, don't do stuff before you think about it. Because she definitely did not do that. And that is my word. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Hand Podcast. Please join me tomorrow when I talk about something you may or may not like. And I will see you guys down the road. Leave the Gorilla Glue in your toolbox. Use it for stuff that you need to use it for, except your fucking hair, or masking, or whatever. Use it for what it's been used for. Read the damn labels. You might learn something from it. You guys have a nice night. Peace.